Hello and welcome to our podcast, The Psychology of Learning Foreign Languages, the only podcast in the world in 21 languages with a German accent. My name is Gerhard Orwand. I'm a psychologist, book author, and German language teacher. This podcast helps you to improve your language skills, no matter if you're a beginner or a professional. I'm not an expert in English. Of course, you have already understood this. Please be patient with me, but I promise I'll get better with each new episode. If you've discovered this podcast just now, check out the latest episodes first. The quality will be much better than in the first ones. The topic for today's episode is this. Why this is a stupid question. How long did it take to learn a foreign language? I hope that you didn't miss our latest episode, The Power of Slowing Down. You can find all podcast episodes in our archives. If you want to listen to this podcast in another language, please go to our website, thegomethod.org. There you can find also links to my books and free material. Do you want to improve your German? Just send me an email so you can profit from a free consultation. I'm sure I can help. Let's start. Why is this a stupid question? How long did it take to learn a foreign language? Imagine the following situation. You meet an excellent football player or soccer player or a tennis or a basketball player or a famous guitarist. You ask him or her, in how many months did you learn to play soccer, tennis, or the guitar? Most probably, he or she will answer, I'm still learning it, or more than 10 years. For languages, it is an almost impossible question to answer. Most people think we need to give the shortest possible answer. It took me only half a year to learn Chinese. But what can we really do in that foreign language? Our language performance is always linked to certain activities, also in our native language. A better way to measure the time it took us to learn a language is to make a timeline with milestones. My first conversation, my first email, I can read a newspaper, I can watch a movie about this or that, I can work at McDonald's, I can make presentations on my professional topics, and many others. Then you can give answers to yourself. How long did it take for me to reach milestone 1, milestone 2, etc.? The exact milestones depend on your goals and on your personal situation. Use this as a way of tracking your successes, not for comparing yourselves to others. Thank you for listening to our podcast, The Psychology of Learning Foreign Languages. I hope this information was helpful to you. Please subscribe to our channel on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Stitcher, or your favorite app. Please recommend us to friends and colleagues. As promised before, I'll speak better in the next episodes. And let me know what you think about today's episode. Just write me an email. Tell me what questions you have so that I can answer them in one of the upcoming episodes. I wish you a nice day and goodbye.